New research suggests that more than two-thirds of people think that showing a sense of humour is crucial to making a successful first impression in a work meeting. Now, the man who can tell us if this is the case or not is joining me on the programme now. It's Jez Rose, award-winning author and behaviourist, motivational speaker and all-round good guy. Jez, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ivan. How are you?
I'm very well indeed.
Good.
People here tend to be a bit reserved, and I can just see some people thinking, oh, I go into an interview, I don't want to sort of come over as a smart aleck. Where do we go with that?
That's a brilliant question. Well, you know what? The research that's come out of Northern Ireland is incredible. It really was surprising. You know, 72% of you think that a sense of humour is crucial to making a successful first impression. But it's not about cracking jokes, Ivan. You're right. You know, this it's about sort of becoming across as friendly and personable and just sort of a bit relaxed, a bit more confident. That's what's really important about this. But the overall, the really surprising thing is that this sort of, you know, this sense of humour that people think is more important comes ahead of appearance, intelligence, confidence, and even a handshake. Because I think most of us think that, you know, a solid handshake is the thing, isn't it? That that's going to create a good first impression. But according not to Northern Ireland.
Right, because, I mean, you don't want to shake hands with somebody who feels like a wet fish, do you?
No, you don't. That is very true. It's still important, to, you know, according to the research we've got here, been working with Crowne Plaza Hotels and Resorts on, 28% of you think that that's still important, you know, the solid handshake thing, but not as important as, for example, humour. I tell you what's more surprising, and that's that first impressions count even on social media, Ivan. Because, you know, I think generally we think it's a much less formal, more relaxed kind of platform.
Yeah.
But over, you know, one in three of you agree that having the right profile picture is important, because, you know, people look there now, don't they?
They do look, yeah. The only thing is, sometimes, and I'm sure this has happened to you, I get an email from somebody and I think, oh, he seems a bit off or she's a bit short. And
sure,
then you ring them and you find that it was a totally erroneous impression you'd got. So you need to be careful about that, don't you, Jez?
Yeah, sure. I mean, email's just too easy for us now. You know, we're sat at a desk, the keyboard's right there next to our fingertips. It's just easy for us to ping an email across, and that's another job off of our to-do list. But, you know, 10 years ago, only just over kind of 50% of Northern Irish workers conducted business via email. But that's now nearly 60% of people are using email. And you're right, you know, really we should pick up the phone. It takes just a little bit more effort. But making a good first impression is about putting in a little bit more effort, because, you know, you can't get that back, can you?
No.
So, you know, the trying to get the bad impression back takes a lot longer than making the good first impression in the first place.
You were saying, Jez, that you find the results of the survey from here interesting. What I find almost incredible was that over a third of people, 35% of workers from Northern Ireland, don't do anything at all to prepare for important business meetings. As we say here, they just go along and wing it.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And winging it, just like I said, is bad, because if it potentially causes a bad first impression, this is exactly why I've put together these top 10 tips for creating a great first impression, because so many people don't even try. And I don't, to be honest, Ivan, I don't think it's ignorance. I don't think people do it intentionally. We just don't really think about it, do we? You know, we don't think about putting in that effort to make a good first impression. And yet, clearly, the research here that we've got is showing that not enough people do it. And far too many people are potentially making a bad first impression. And that can really harm business.
A smile means a lot, but I suppose for some people, Jez, they go into an interview and, how can I put this delicately, they're rather nervous.
Yeah, sure.
And it's hard to smile.
Sure. Well, you know what? My top three out of these 10 tips are going to solve that. Firstly, don't forget the basics. You know, it's the simple things like smile, eye contact, dress smartly, be polite, shake a hand, all the things that we know are common sense, but that we generally forget. The second thing I think is really important is learn from your own experiences. You know, we can all associate when we've met somebody or been in a meeting and we're actually quite impressed by the way that they came across. Just think back and think, when was the last time I was impressed by somebody? What can I swipe and deploy? And then the last thing, of course, is to prepare. Just as you quite rightly said, not enough people do that. So just spend a little bit of time. Here's my top tip, actually. This is a really great way, and it's called visualization. It's a really fantastic brain trick for changing your behavior. And that's to think about how you want to come across. What are the things you want to say? How would you like to be perceived? And just run that in your mind. And you could do that on the way there in the car, for example. Nice and easy. No one needs to know you're doing it. And it just helps you frame what's about to happen and prepare yourself that bit more.
Interesting, once you get into the meeting, 35% of people agree that talking over people in meetings gives a negative impression to colleagues and clients.
Sure.
I mean, that's sort of reasonably self-evident, I would have thought.
And extremely irritating, right?
Yeah, it is. It's right. And the other thing is that the people who do it tend to sort of think that, you know, they're showing everyone just how on top of things and how clever they are, but it has the reverse effect.
Well, one of the main reasons it happens is to disguise a lack of confidence. And so what we try to do is we inflate how confident we feel and or exaggerate the sorts of things that we're trying to say. And that, funnily enough, is on one of my top tips, and that is that to remember that it's not about me. You know, it's about the other person. Really, the focus should be on listening and engaging with the other person. So literally, to put them first. It's one of the reasons why this whole research that we conducted is called You First.
You know, listening is important, isn't it? And a lot of people don't do it. You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Now, you've had a couple of international bestsellers.
Sure.
Have a Crap Day and Be a Purple Banana.
Yep.
Any more books in the pipeline?
Well, there's one coming out in spring next year, but Be a Purple Banana is the one that's kind of my baby right now. It's a lot about changing behavior. My job really is to get people to understand why we do the things we do and how to change them for the better, which is all obviously what these first impressions are about, and that's absolutely what Be a Purple Banana is about.
Okay. Jez, great talking to you, and anyone today who's going into an important meeting, be prepared, and be prepared to smile, isn't that it?
Absolutely. Brilliant. Good to speak to you, Ivan. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jez.
Bye-bye.
Bye.